Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another Psalms devotional. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It is good to be with you on this Monday morning, July 5th. I hope you enjoyed 4th of July festivities yesterday. If you are an American, if you celebrate that, we had a great day, long day, busy day, but fun day yesterday. It's good to be back here with you in the Psalms. Now, I do believe this will be our last week in the Psalms, because we're wrapping up the Psalms of Asaph this week with Psalms 81, 82, and 83. And that's the final set of Psalms that we had not yet covered in our journey through the Psalms. So this week will be our last week in the Psalms, and we'll get everything processed and posted. There will be a website or a page on our church website where you can get all 150 Psalms. The best place to get them now is to go to Sermon Audio, sermonaudio.com/ForestHillPCA, and there you can look for the series Psalms in the Morning, and you can get them all. Or you can just go to Sermons and Scripture and Psalms, and you can find not only all the morning devotionals on the Psalms, but all the sermons I've preached on the Psalms over the past 6 years. So, it is good to be back in God's Word together. We're in Psalm 81 this morning. Looking forward to hearing what God is going to say to us. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we are your children by your grace. We are your citizens of your heavenly kingdom because of your love for us, because of your drawing of us to Christ. We pray that you would speak to us this morning as we need to hear from you. Father, where we need to be rebuked because we are going astray, would you rebuke us and correct us? Where we need to be encouraged because we are weak and struggling to believe and obey, would you encourage us, strengthen us, put heart in us through your word this morning? Would you teach us your truth, and would you lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake? We pray these things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Psalm 81. To the choir master, according to the Gittith of Asaph. Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song. Sound the tambourine, the sweet lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, a rule of the God of Jacob. He made it a decree in Joseph when he went out over the land of Egypt. I hear a language I had not known. I relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I answered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me, there shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts, to follow their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe toward him, and their fate would last forever. But he would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with the honey from the rock, I would satisfy you. Amen. What a wonderful and challenging psalm. It begins with a joyful call to worship. This is sometimes a section of the Psalms we use in our worship to call us to worship God. And when we worship God, we should worship God knowing that he is our strength, and we should shout for joy to him. Our worship should be joyful, grateful, enthusiastic, because God is our strength and God has been our Redeemer and he's worthy of our praise. There's instruments of celebration and there's festival. There's celebration of who God is and what God has done. Why? You see that word for, the beginning of verse 4. Why should we worship God with such joy, such gratitude, such enthusiasm, with a festive atmosphere? Why should we worship God that way? Because he saved us. That's really what verses 4 through 7 are talking about. Our salvation. Psalm 81, they're looking back on the time when Israel was in Egypt, was in bondage, was under the burden of slavery. And they called in their distress, and God delivered them and answered them. Now, we look back on our Egypt, our spiritual bondage, our spiritual slavery to sin, and how when we called out to God, God delivered us. God rescued us from the hand of our oppressor, the devil, and our flesh, and the condemnation that awaited us as a penalty for our sin. God heard our distress when we were in bondage to sin and without God and without hope in the world. And God relieved us. God brought us out of slavery to sin. God made us his own children, his own servants. God made us part of his people. And that was made possible, of course, because of the cross. Just as the Passover lamb had to sacrifice its life and shed its blood so that the people of Egypt could not have the judgment of God fall on them, or the people of Israel could not have the judgment of God fall on them in Egypt, but God would lead them out through the Red Sea, out into freedom. So the Passover lamb, the spotless lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, had to offer up his life, had to be sacrificed and slain for us, so that by his blood, we could be brought out of our Egypt and into covenant relationship with God, where we are his people, and he leads us through the wilderness of this world toward our promised heavenly home. So, we should worship God because God has done this great salvation deliverance for us. But now God has a stronger word. Not only should we worship God with joy because of the salvation that he's given to us, but we also ought to put away our idols. Hear, O my people, while I admonish you, O Israel, if you would but listen to me, there shall be no strange God among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign God. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Not only is God our Savior, who has redeemed us up out of Egypt, but God is also our satisfaction, who will meet all of our needs and who will satisfy us with good things. That's really this theme of Psalm 81. We see it here in verse 10, and we see it again in the very final verse, verse 16. He would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. Idolatry. At its heart, idolatry is about seeking self-satisfaction in something other than God. We say, oh yes, I believe in God because God is my Savior. Oh yes, I believe in Jesus because Jesus died on the cross to redeem me from my sins and give me eternal life. And oh yes, I trust in the Lord to bring me home to heaven. But then, to satisfy our hearts, to satisfy our desires, to make ourselves what we think we ought to be, we look to all sorts of false gods, strange gods, foreign gods, gods of money and wealth and success, gods of earthly political power, gods of entertainment and distraction. and we give ourselves to these gods, here's the measure of whether you know a good gift that God has given has become an idol to ensnare you. How do you know? Because there's nothing in the world except what God has created. And every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no shadow of turning. So how do we know when we've taken a good gift from God and we've made it into an idol? Here's the key. When we are seeking our satisfaction, our identity, our hope, our joy, our needs met in and through that idol. And another way to look at it is, when we are not gratefully receiving that gift from God, giving thanks to Him for it, and receiving it as part of His will for our lives, looking to Him in it, then it's become an idol. So when we, in our hearts and minds, we separate it from God, right? There's God, and there's religion, and there's church worship, and there's devotional life, and that's sort of over here. And then this thing that I have is separate from God. It's sort of mine. You know, either I gave it to myself, or I was lucky enough to get it, or I need it, right? I. And God's over here, and we haven't said, oh, this is from God, this is for God, all things are from Him and through Him and for Him, to Him be the glory forever and ever. That's not the way we're approaching this particular thing over here, right? We're saying, oh, I've got to have this thing. And then we're looking to it to meet our needs. So another way to think about that is, if only I had more money, then my problems would be solved. That's an idolatrous statement. Oh, if only I got that promotion at work, then everything would be so much easier. That's idolatrous thought. Oh, if only the church would grow, then I would know that I'm a good pastor. That's an idolatrous thought. If only my kids would get better grades in school and be more successful, then I would know I was a good parent. That's an idolatrous thought, because we're not looking to God, we're not trusting God, and we're looking to something else to give us satisfaction. God says, open wide your mouth and I will fill it. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. But so often we don't listen to God. We don't believe that our Savior can also be our satisfaction. We don't believe that the God who is our Redeemer can also be the God who meets all of our needs. We say we trust Him for our eternal destiny, but we don't trust Him for our daily bread. That's a problem. And so God says, oh, that my people would listen to me. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. If we follow after the Lord, if our hearts are truly His, if we look to Him in all of these things, walking not according to our own stubborn hearts, not according to our own counsels, but submitting to God, listening to His voice, walking in His ways, if we would do that, we would see that God would give us the truly good life, which is the life that He has planned for us. He would use us for His purposes, for His glory, according to His will, as He has gifted us, and we would have the right, the good, the best life, not that we think or that the world thinks, but that God has planned for us, and that it would truly be satisfying. He would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock, I would satisfy you. God delights to give good things to His children, but He is not a foolish father who will overly spoil His children by letting them go astray. He will keep calling us back, and He will keep reminding us of who He is, of where things come from, and what they're for. We need to listen. We need to listen, and we need to walk in his ways. And we can only do that, of course, by his grace as we seek to live for his glory. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, the best gift, the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, the living water, the indwelling Holy Spirit, who lives in our hearts by grace through faith, who brings us more of Christ and brings us to Christ in our hearts. Father, help us to trust you for our daily bread, for every lesser thing. Help us not to take the good gifts that you give us and to make them into idols, where we're seeking our identity, our hope, our pleasure, our satisfaction, our future from things that are made rather than from the one who has made us and loved us and redeemed us. We are your people. You are our God. Rule and reign in our hearts, and may your Holy Spirit continue to lead us in the way we should go. May we listen to you today through your word speaking to us. May we listen to you. May we walk with you. And may we trust you that you will satisfy us and you will feed us with the best. We pray these things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 It's great to be back together in God's word. Looking forward to Psalm 82 on Wednesday and Psalm 83 on Friday. I hope you can join us for that. Have a blessed day in the Lord as you seek to walk in his ways and listen to his voice through his word. God bless you.